From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And it is 59 degrees, partly cloudy at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Nift. Our top local stories this hour. You know this, it's a mess east of Sparks after a train derailment right along I-80. Coming up, what we know. A 19-year-old denied bail in connection with the murder of a 15-year-old boy directly ahead, what the judge in the case said. And another ski resort cries uncle due to the warm weather. We'll tell you which one is closing early. On the way, these stories and more coming up on the news at noon, live and local from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Nift.
And IT's
And it's our top local story. No one hurt, but it's quite the mess along the UP rail tracks east of Sparks today after a massive train derailment just west of the I-80 USA Parkway exit. Here's what we know. Nearly 30 cars jumped the track, and live television pictures show they're just all over the place. Most of these are box cars. I'm not seeing many tankers here. The good news, nothing hazardous spills, but there is some traffic trouble along eastbound 80 near the scene. Phil will be along with traffic coming up, and John will be along with a deep dive into what happened directly ahead. Well, it is life in prison for a man accused of viciously attacking his then-girlfriend. A Washoe judge has sentenced John Delacour after the assault.
During the attack, the victim and Delacour were living together when the defendant began hitting the woman during a conversation after he got angry. He then dragged her down by her arm, pinned her to the ground, pulled down both of their pants, and ejaculated on her.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA says Delacour will be eligible for parole in 6 years. Reno Fire says it's a milestone.
So we ran over 57,000 calls in 2025. That is a record number for us. Almost 30,000 of those were EMS, emergency medical service. So that is the number one call, which is pretty typical for departments, for fire departments across the nation.
And that's Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran releasing the department's annual report yesterday. No bail for a 19-year-old Reno man in connection with the murder of a 15-year-old. The judge not mincing words in the case of Cameron Wadsworth.
To say the least, exceedingly terrible judgment leading up to all these events, any of which any time a different decision could have been made, resulting in this not happening. There were many ways it could have been resolved, and it wasn't. And it was due to terrible judgment calls leading up to the incident. So I do find that a no bail hold is appropriate in this matter.
Judge Ryan Sullivan of Reno Justice Court. A police chase through the streets of Sun Valley late last night. This all began with a traffic stop that, well, the guy didn't stop. The suspect, identified as Joseph Wheatley, drove through an area at a high rate of speed, stopping off South Fork and Middle Fork Drives, wherein he then rammed two police cruisers, one head-on. Before he decided to give up, he was taken into custody. He had to go to Renown for some injuries, but he's sitting in the Washoe County Jail. It is a scam. Officials at the Nevada State Police are warning you about a scam that's being sent by text message. The text claims to be from the state of Nevada Department of Safety and Homeland Security. The text falsely says an unpaid traffic ticket triggered a court-ordered collection. Investigators say the scam includes a QR code that will likely be used to steal financial information or personal data. If you get this message, it's a text. If you get it, delete it. Again, it's fake. Do not fall for it. Well, we're hearing differing reports, but even though the House has apparently rejected a Senate plan to fund airport security, the Senate earlier passed through a plan that would allow TSA agents to get paid for the first time in more than a month. Nevada senators are weighing in. Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto said in a social media post, quote, "Today's deal is exactly what I have proposed for weeks. Pay TSA agents, fund key programs like the Coast Guard and FEMA, but not ICE and Border Patrol." And sports on TV, good. Paying for it on streaming, bad.
Americans want their sports. They want it for free, and they're tired of channel surfing, only to find out it's behind a paywall. A new Fox News poll of registered voters finds that majorities of both sports fans, 72%, and non-fans, 60%, think major sporting events should be required to stay on free broadcast television. And only 27% of fans and 38% of non-fans say leagues should be allowed to shift games to paid streaming services. Nearly 6 in 10 sports fans say they've skipped watching a game at least a few times in the past year because it was too expensive. One-third say that's happened many times. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
Might as well just go to the stadium and buy a ticket. I'm Greg Neft, FMNews.com, 1211.
Well, I teased this yesterday, but I never answered. What is the most conservative place to live in Nevada? I'll answer that in just a few minutes. Where does Nevada stack up nationally in a new ranking of roads? What kind of roads do you get for your tax dollars? Pretty easy to guess who pays the most for the worst. Ready, shoot, aim. Is that what the Reno City Council has done with the data centers? And a lot of comments on my suggestion of holding judges of public or public officials at least partially responsible for releasing criminals into society, sometimes leading to murder of innocent people. That's what's happened way too many times in the last couple of months. And that's all coming up on the new news right here, right now, whether listening with the app or on air at 991 FM Talk and in Lyon County on 92.3. New news time is 12:13. Here's Phil with a look at traffic.
Traffic on westbound Interstate 80, about a half mile before you get to State Route 439, is very heavy and slow. The first thing you'll come across is an injury collision at the USA Parkway off-ramp. That's slowing things down enough. However, about a mile down the road, just past that, there has been a large train derailment. They've got a lane closed while they work on that mess. That is also slowing traffic down on your way towards Fernley. In Sparks, there's some debris on the road, eastbound Interstate 80 at Vista Boulevard. It is 60 degrees in Sparks, 57 in Carson City, and in Smith Valley, 51 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. And let's get a look at your weather.
We have another few days in the 70s. Then it's going to be changing. Not only daytime highs dropping into the 50s next week, but overnight lows by Thursday dropping below freezing once again. Kicking off April. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Right after the noon news, it's Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Here's the problem. You've been living with pain in your back, neck, or joints, and you haven't been able to get rid of it. Maybe you have already had surgery for it, or maybe you have been told you need surgery. My name is Dr. Frank Schallenberger, Medical Director at the Nevada Center in Carson City. It doesn't matter what you have, degenerated or herniated disc, arthritic joints, even bone on bone, plantar fasciitis, shoulder pain, elbow pain, rotator cuff tears, even interstitial cystitis. If it hurts, we can help. There is an alternative to surgery and medication. It's called prolozone. Prolozone uses the power of oxygen to heal damaged tissues. Recent advances in medicine have been showing that chronic pain sufferers have a 75% chance of becoming pain-free with prolozone. Don't suffer any longer. Contact us at the Nevada Center online at antiagingmedicine.com or call 884-3990 to learn more. That's 884-3990. Remember our name, the Nevada Center in Carson City.
Lockett Shows presents the Reno Expo. Five exciting shows inside the Reno Sparks Convention Center. The RV Show starts Thursday, March 26th and features 200,000 square feet of motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, all at low show prices. Top RV dealers competing for your business include RV Country, Blue Compass RV, Lifestyle RV, Aon RV, custom truck accessories, four-wheel pop-up campers, and scenic vans. The Reno Boat Show and Off-Road Motorsports Expo starts Friday and features the latest off-road and motorsports vehicles, gear, and accessories. Top local boat dealers, including Marine Specialties and West Coast Boat Center, will showcase a huge selection of ski and fishing boats. The Home and Garden Show will showcase hundreds of exhibits featuring the latest products and services for your indoor and outdoor living needs. And don't miss the Pet Show and Pug Parade, with Wiener Dog and Chihuahua races on Saturday and the Pug Parade on Sunday. Admission includes all five shows. The Reno Expo, March 26th through the 29th, inside the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
Tired of buying a washing machine every few years because your current one is broken or stinks? Sean here from Sargent's Appliance Center. Sargent sells top-rated, long-lasting Speed Queen machines with an expected life of 15 to 25 years. Sargent's Appliance Center will provide a washing machine that will have you wanting to do your laundry. Don't take advice from somebody that could be moved to the paint department next week. Quality products from a company that services what they sell. Buy right the first time. Search Sargent's Appliance and Sparks.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one and the number two business.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
The warm snow drought continues to shorten the area ski calendar. I'm John Potter for the noon news. A few more early ski resort closures came to light this morning. North Star says they are shutting down the lifts on the 5th, the Sunday after this coming. Kirkwood and Heavenly close on the 19th. Also, the RGJ and USA Today is reporting that the Mount Rose Ski Resort has moved up their closing date to April 12th, but the resort tells us that's not true and that it is still going to be on the 29th. And though it's coming late, winter is back for a visit next week. Two Pacific storms hitting the west will make for a cold and stormy change starting Tuesday, with snow below 7,000 feet, making travel tough over the high ground like Dodder Pass. Expect chain controls and gusty winds to come back too, Tuesday through Thursday. I'm John Potter for the noon news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
FM News Talk time, 12:17. If you're just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Rail cars all over the place after a massive derailment along the Union Pacific tracks east of Sparks this morning. There's big traffic troubles in the area along eastbound 80, but no one was hurt, no hazmats either. Reno Fire reporting a record number of calls for service last year. It comes as the department releases its annual report for 2025. And Nevada State Police say if you get a text message apparently from them saying you owe them money for a traffic ticket, delete it. It is a scam. What is our top national story? The U.S. House not on board with the DHS funding bill that the Senate has passed early this morning. That's the bill proposed funding for all DHS agencies except for ICE and Border Patrol. ICE and Border Patrol already get their funding from last year's Big Beautiful Bill, but Democrats wanted to prevent additional funding and include reforms to ICE. The Senate bill was backed by Senate Republicans who agreed to not give ICE additional money, but did not agree to certain ICE reforms. Things turned testy at a press conference between Speaker Johnson and a reporter.
I wouldn't call John Thune the engineer of this. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats in the Senate. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats in the Senate have forced this upon the Senate. I have to protect the House. Let me answer the question, Chad. I have to protect the House. And I have to protect the American people. That's our responsibility. Our colleagues on this side understand this is not a game. We are not playing their games.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:19.
Well, I teased this yesterday. What is the most conservative county in Nevada? I was curious because of the disturbing trend in my home county of Douglas County, where Democrat candidates for president, from Gore to Kerry to Obama, Biden, Kamala, have gradually increased from about 15% in the vote to 33% over the last 25 years. So rounding up by about a half a point, Trump and Vance got 66% of the vote in 2024. The county with the highest percentage of votes for Trump and Vance, 88% for Trump, 10% for Kamala and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. I found it. Eureka. If it's the only county in Nevada, 90% of the vote went to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And one might say if all of Nevada, if not the country, voted like Eureka County, we'd be a lot better off for it. What's in Eureka, you ask, Greg?
Eureka, yes.
Eureka. There's your answer. Your new news is right here every day, 12 p. to 1 p. on KKFT. Give a shout out with the FM Talk app, or you can text a comment or a question at 775-884-9910. Don't text and drive. Your input is welcome. The new news time is 12:21. Traffic and weather next. Here is Mr. Phil.
We still have an injury collision being worked on westbound Interstate 80 about a half mile before you get to Highway 439. There is a lane closed in that area. Traffic is moving, as you might expect, very slowly. That, combined with a train derailment about a mile and a half down the road with another lane closure, is slowing things down considerably as you make your way towards Fernley. Otherwise, in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and around the lake, we are moving along pretty well. It is 60 degrees in Sparks, 57 in Dayton, 58 in Yerington, 50 degrees at Emerald Bay, and here is a look at your weather.
Another pleasant afternoon, going to be shy of record territory. That would be 80 for today. But for Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 70s, we're definitely going to be in that neighborhood. Overnight lows in the 40s. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Each and every Sunday at 10, it's Nevada Backcountry at 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, LincolnHeating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Should be comfortable weather at Greater Nevada Field tonight with the Reno Aces opener. The first and longest serving manager in Aces history will be throwing out the first pitch. Brett Butler started in 2009, led the Aces to the Pacific Coast League and AAA Baseball National Championship in 2012. Looking for a competitive softball game, Lowry Fernley. Each team just two losses. They play today, undefeated Dayton host Elko. Top-ranked Reno in baseball on the road against Mater Dei of Santa Ana. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
We have 60 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good news, if you're flying out today, we have just checked with the airport and lines are really no longer than normal at Reno. Can't speak for other airports. Meantime, what a mess. A near 30-car train derailment on the tracks off I-80 near USA Parkway snarls traffic on the freeway along the eastbound side. This happened around 7 a.m. Nothing hazardous spilled out of those cars, mostly boxcars, but there is that big backup approaching the USA Parkway exit. No one was hurt. But the traffic mess, well, it's still there, and Phil will be along with that coming up. Well, a vicious attack that led to the death of a woman at the hands of her boyfriend now means life in prison for the attacker. John Delacour was arrested after the deadly assault.
Delacour began hitting the victim again, and this time strangled her to where she could not breathe, had tunnel vision, and almost blacked out. At this time, he also headbutted her.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe County DA says Delacour will be eligible for parole in 6 years. Reno Fire says it's a record number of calls, over 57,000.
We're doing a really great job of supporting our people. We could use more people. I understand that. That's true throughout the city. But the budget's tight, and we're working with what we have. But we've been creative with some of the things we've done, like the single-role medics. That's a two-person paramedic team on an ambulance that we were able to expand and grow to that service level.
Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran, releasing the department's annual report yesterday. No bail for a 19-year-old Reno man in connection with the murder of a 15-year-old. The judge not mincing words in the case of Cameron Wadsworth.
To say the least, exceedingly terrible judgment leading up to all these events, any of which any time a different decision could have been made, resulting in this not happening. There were many ways it could have been resolved, and it wasn't. And it was due to terrible judgment calls leading up to the incident. So I do find that a no bail hold is appropriate in this matter.
Judge Ryan Sullivan of Reno Justice Court. A police chase through the streets of Sun Valley late last night. It began with a traffic stop where the guy did not stop as the suspect, well, he's identified as Joseph Wheatley, drove through the area at a high rate of speed, stopping off of South Fork and Middle Fork drives, but he wasn't done. He then rammed two police cruisers, one head-on, before he gave up eventually. He was taken into custody. It is a scam. Officials at the Nevada State Police are warning you about a scam that's being sent by text message. The text claims to be from the State of Nevada Department of Safety and Homeland Security. There is no such department. The text falsely claims that an unpaid traffic ticket triggered a court-ordered collection. Investigators say the scam includes a QR code that will likely be used to steal your financial info or personal data. It's bad. Anyone who gets that text message, you need to delete that immediately. Again, this is a fake. Do not be fooled. Well, even though the House apparently rejected the Senate plan to fund airport security, the Senate earlier passed through a plan that would allow TSA agents to get paid for the first time in more than a month. Nevada senators are weighing in. Democrat Jackie Rosen said in a social media post, quote, I'm glad to see Senate Republicans have finally come to their senses and funded most of the department, paying our hardworking TSA workers and making sure our Coast Guard and Disaster Response Agency has the resources that they need. Well, as John told you earlier, the warm weather is taking its toll. North Star Resort has announced they'll be closing Sunday, April 5th. North Star plans to end the season with a party in the park on Saturday, April 5th, featuring a DJ playing on the slopes from 11 to 2. Heavenly and Kirkwood, they're going to try, plan to stay open until April 19th. And it's baseball season, right? And the two-time defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, will add some more hardware tonight.
Players, coaches, and staff from the 2025 team will receive their World Series rings in a pregame ceremony on the field. The ring ceremony starts at 6:20 p.m. with first pitch scheduled for 7:10. Actor and avid Dodger fan Anthony Anderson will emcee the ceremony. Details about the rings haven't been revealed yet. The Dodgers will look to make it two in a row against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who they beat 8-2 on opening night. The Dodgers will continue to wear their gold highlighted jerseys and hats celebrating the 2025 championship. I'm Daniel Martindale.
And Savannah Guthrie will return to NBC's Today Show on April 6th.
Guthrie has been on leave from the show since February, when her 84-year-old mother, Nancy Guthrie, went missing in a suspected abduction from her Arizona home. Savannah Guthrie said coming back to the show is part of her purpose right now. She added it's going to be difficult and she doesn't know if she can do it, but wants to try. So far, there's been no trace of her mom and no suspects have been identified. I'm Monica Nelson.
I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1229.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
I'm John Saucier. The Senate finally reaching a deal before Easter recess to end the Homeland Security shutdown, funding most of the department, including the TSA. The House is considering it. Could vote on the measure today. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, do you support this agreement?
We support reopening the parts of the Department of Homeland Security that Donald Trump and Republicans recklessly shut down. We support paying TSA agents, and we support ending the chaos at airports.
Senate Democrats did not get any of their demands met on ICE and CBP reforms in this. Vice President J.D. Vance had a meeting of the White House's new task force to eliminate fraud. He says millions of dollars in Medicaid funding was stolen by Somali immigrants in Minnesota.
Now, what we've seen is Somali fraudsters at an industrial scale taking advantage of that program to the tune of millions and millions of dollars.
The fraud investigation in Minnesota is ongoing. America's listening to Fox News.
And FM News Talk time. It is 12:30. Good afternoon to you. This is the new news, live and local. I'm Greg Neft, and if you are just checking in with us, the three big things that you need to know. Rail cars all over the place after a massive derailment along the Union Pacific tracks east of Sparks this morning. There are some big traffic troubles in the area along eastbound 80. No one was hurt. There is no hazmats. This was mostly just boxcars. Reno Fire reporting a record number of calls for service last year. Comes as the department releases its annual report for 2025. And a 19-year-old man denied bail after being linked to the murder of a 15-year-old boy in a massive altercation from earlier this year. Well, it is our top national story this hour, and word is that the Senate is not going to have its way. Apparently, the U.S. House will continue the stalemate that's going into its 42nd day regarding DHS funding. That earlier, though, Senator John Thune said this would work.
We are out of time for the critical responsibilities and tens of thousands of workers currently going without pay. And since Democrats have made fiscal year 2026 the year they choose to repudiate one of their most basic responsibilities as members of Congress, to fund the government, this is what we have been reduced to.
Now, President Trump has indeed signed an executive order ordering TSA agents to be paid. It's not clear where the money would come from or under what legal authority that would actually happen in. FM News Talk time, it is 12:32.
FM Talk weather.
With partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the 70s during the day, overnight lows dropping into the 40s. But by the middle to latter part of the upcoming week, we expect to be in the 20s, also a chance of showers by midweek. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Sundays at 10, Nevada Backcountry, 99.1 FM Talk.
For 35 years, Pro One has served Northern Nevada with quality service and repairs. At Pro One, we will give you the ultimate customer experience. At Pro One, we will take you through the complete repair process with pictures and text messages. All we ask from you at Pro One is to put fuel in it, wash it once in a while, and we'll take care of the rest. And for you truck and SUV owners, remember, we know trucks. We can do diesel smog checks along with gas smog checks, and you never need an appointment for a smog check, gas or diesel. So give us a chance to earn your business. Pro One is the shop friends recommend to friends.
People run for expert service. It's so hard to find. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
It'll take days to clean up. I'm John Potter for the new news. A cargo train went off the tracks at around 6:30 this morning right alongside I-80 just east of USA Parkway. Authorities report about 25 to 30 railroad boxcars derailed. No hazardous chemicals spilled and there were no injuries, but traffic was backed up on 80 there all morning from a closed right lane for repair crews. Considering the size of the wreck, this might take days to fully recover. Amtrak has their eastbound California Zephyr train stuck in Sacramento due to the track situation there. They say a, quote, lengthy delay is expected. What caused the derailment is under investigation, and the NTSB has been notified. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks continue to lose ground and are trading around session lows, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 falling to their lowest levels in more than 6 months and on track for their fifth week of losses. Tech stocks are leading the declines today, while energy and consumer staples are gaining, and oil prices continue to climb, with U.S. oil trading around $98 a barrel. Cybersecurity stocks like Palo Alto Networks and CrowdStrike are plunging today due to Anthropic's new AI model, which has advanced cyber capabilities. And two iconic companies that make booze are looking to merge. Francis Pernod Ricard, which makes Absolut Vodka, is in talks with Jack Daniel's maker Brown-Forman. Industry analysts say the combo would make strategic sense in a sector hit by weakening demand and trade tensions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
It's 12:36. Greg Neft here with you in the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. We have 60 degrees right now, sunny skies, more traffic and weather directly ahead in just moments. First, though, it's time right now for a moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, the principal here at Keystone CPAs. And Mike, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Greg.
I want to go to the moment with Mike mailbag here. Pepe from Fernley writes in, with the market all the way up and down like a ping pong ball, is it a good time to convert a traditional 401k or IRA to a Roth 401k or IRA?
Yeah, and you know, Greg, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. So with the stock markets down, now is the absolute right time to do that Roth conversion before things bounce back up when all this tension goes away. The other thing that if you're thinking about, in fact, what I've said often is, if you haven't done a deductible IRA or even a Roth IRA, just your normal $8,000 or $9,000 variety, do it now. You're buying on the cheap. It's gonna, as things rebound, you're gonna get the bigger bang for the buck, not just normal returns, but extraordinary returns, because what goes down must go up, Greg.
Absolutely. Want to also reach into the mailbag and give a shout out to the family behind Lincoln Heating and Air. They were listening yesterday when you talked about how private equity firms are actually buying up all these little family-owned businesses, and you think you're dealing with someone, you think you need a second opinion, but it's the same company over and over again. The folks over at Lincoln Heating and Air said they're still independent, and they were very, very touched by the fact that you're telling it like it is.
Shout out for the local guy, right? You just need to know who local is. They keep the same names, right? They don't want anybody to know, and that's not a bad thing. Private equity is inherently bad. I'll just tell you, some of their pricing structures and strategies, you know, they're as good as the humans behind them, so you want to make sure you're still doing good business with good people. That's the long-term solution, Greg.
Absolutely. And Jerry, I don't know if you're with us or not, but I know you had a question for Mike.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious, Mike, as with the new tax laws in effect this year, you've been doing local business tax returns for years. And if you can think just of an example of maybe a local business where their revenue has been about the same as the last 2 or 3 years, the difference, is there a big tax savings for any businesses that might be in that category based on the new tax laws?
Actually, there's huge benefits and really two buckets, Jerry. First and foremost, people that are spending money in research and development, now they can take credit, not having to worry about capitalize that. So if you were doing R&D, you're paying more tax instead of less. The other one is, if you're buying equipment, any form or fashion, that's 100% deductible. So generally, it's a windfall for most small business. In fact, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about Amazon's cutting significant taxes off their top, off their bottom line in taxes, just like this small mom and pop businesses I work with.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Of course, Mike Bosma, right here at Keystone CPAs. I know it's your busy season. That's what you call it every day, the busy season. I love that, by the way. It seems like it's your Super Bowl right up until April 15th.
It is, but I'll tell you what, we are in good shape. We have a great team spread across the United States, and we've got capacity, Greg. You know, we're able to take on, and really those people that aren't getting maybe the love they think they should have gotten with tax reform, we're able to show them the love and save not only a buck or two, usually thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in tax savings. Just, we'll do a second opinion for free. We're passionate about helping business owners.
Absolutely. 775-786-4900. 775-786-4900. Keystone CPAs or keystone.cpa on the web, right?
That's it.
Mike, we'll talk again on Monday, my friend.
Looking forward to it, brother.
All right. FM News Talk time, 1240.
And earlier you mentioned the Reno Tahoe Airport, Greg. I read a story earlier today about Vegas and TSA at Vegas, and that they're not really having that much of a problem, and the basic gist of it is Vegas is a destination airport, not necessarily one that you fly out of that much, but there are a lot of connecting flights, as I'll be flying here in just a couple of weeks. And I was hoping that the TSA thing would be resolved, and hopefully it will be within the next week to 10 days. Also, I read about pre-TSA, which I went through last year, and that should help if you don't have it. And you're going to be flying sometime this spring. You may want to go and get your pre-TSA check. Well, the latest...
And Jerry, if I may, real quick, if I may, let me just add to that. I know that San Francisco does a lot of things wrong. There's not much good coming out of San Francisco or the Bay Area. But the one thing they do right, San Francisco International Airport does not use TSA. They use private screeners.
Exactly.
They have had none of the problems that other airports have had across the country.
Yeah. Is that a hint to the Reno City Council, perhaps, or whoever would make that decision? Well, the latest Reason Foundation rankings of state highway system performance finds only vast rural Alaska, and if you've ever driven in Alaska, like I have, there's not much pavement there, but only Alaska has worse performing road systems than California, Washington State, and New York. The report finds that California ranks 47th in rural interstate pavement condition, 48th in urban interstate pavement condition, 39th in rural arterial pavement condition, and 50th in urban arterial pavement condition. Well, it basically says that the roads in California suck, most of them. And how do they manage to have the worst roads with the highest gas taxes in the United States? Well, two words, Gavin and Newsom. And if you're curious about where Nevada ranks, number 24. And you might be curious as to why, but where do you think the best roads, what state has the best roads in the United States? Son of a gun, it's right next to Washington, D.C. And I saw a picture, probably AI generated, of a gas station where the price is normally stated, and it simply said, "You don't even want to know." So, at 12:43, we'll take a look at traffic now on the new news. Phil, let us turn you on, and let us let you give us some information on traffic this noon hour.
Well, I can tell you that traffic on westbound Interstate 80 for the rest of the day is going to be very heavy and slow before you get to Highway 439, and about a mile and a half past that, that earlier train derailment from around 7 a.m. this morning has lanes closed while they work to clean up that 30 boxcar mess. There are no other collisions to tell you about. Do want to remind listeners that if you're waiting for someone to come in on the train from Sacramento, you might be able to see if they can come in on an Amtrak bus. It is 57 degrees in Verdi, 59 in Minden and in Wellington, 55 degrees in Incline Village. Let's get a look at your weather.
We have another few days in the 70s. Then it's going to be changing. Not only daytime highs dropping into the 50s next week, but overnight lows by Thursday dropping below freezing once again, kicking off April. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Right after the noon news, it's Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Winter's over and spring has sprung. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply has whatever you need to clean up and get ready to take advantage of the changing seasons. In-stock items such as the new steel ride-on mowers and chainsaws, as well as Toro mowers, will help you make the most of spring. Wharton also has landscape tools, rental equipment, and a complete parts and service department. Why Wharton? No empty shelves and no excuses. 775-241-9494. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply. 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
61 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport, which, by the way, in case you are flying out of there is no reported delay through the TSA checkpoint. Same thing in San Francisco, where they were not covered by TSA, just FYI. As for the TSA agents who are still not getting paid, President Trump says he's going to take care of that. He is going to sign, or has signed, an executive order mandating the Office of Management and Budget pay TSA workers who have not received a paycheck for more than a month. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that's one way around this.
President Trump has already ordered by executive order that TSA agents will be paid, and that machinery is in process right now. The Office of Management and Budget is working through that to make sure that that happens, and we will reduce the lines and the waits at the airlines, and we'll make sure that those who are protecting us are paid.
Meantime, the dispute over funding Department of Homeland Security continues. Well, it's our top local story. No one hurt, but it is quite the mess along the UP railroad tracks east of Sparks after a massive train derailment. That's just west of the I-80 USA Parkway exit. Around 30 cars jumped the track. They're really all over the place. It's going to take a while to clean this one up. Nothing hazardous did spill. These are mostly boxcars, but there is traffic trouble along eastbound 80 near the scene, and there's some other activity there as well. Just not a very good place to be right now. Well, it is life in prison for a man accused of viciously attacking his then-girlfriend. A Washoe judge has sentenced John Delacour after that vicious assault.
During the attack, the victim and Delacour were living together when the defendant began hitting the woman during a conversation after he got angry. He then dragged her down by her arm, pinned her to the ground, pulled down both of their pants, and ejaculated on her.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe County DA says Delacour will be eligible for parole in 6 years. Reno Fire says it's a milestone.
So we ran over 57,000 calls in 2025. That is a record number for us. Almost 30,000 of those were EMS, emergency medical service. So that is the number one call, which is pretty typical for departments, for fire departments across the nation.
Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran releasing the department's annual report yesterday. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1249.
For noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
With the basketball season wrapping up, a bit more attention on baseball and softball for the Wolfpack. Both teams having pretty good seasons. Both in second place in the Mountain West, with Nevada in the mix for a conference title in baseball. In softball, the Pac women are second, but taking down an elite Grand Canyon program may be a challenge for any other Mountain West team. This weekend, baseball's at Washington State, softball hosting San Jose State. 21 Mountain West baseball alums were on opening day rosters in the major leagues, including Nevada's T.J. Friedl and Miles Mastrobuoni. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another five-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Last month, more people fell in love with Nissan Carson City, so we decided to keep the love going with our Spring Fling event. Whether you're cutting a jig for St. Paddy's Day or hopping the team's bandwagon for March Madness, we're here to preserve your pot of gold with no payments until after Memorial Day. Discover a Pathfinder at the end of the rainbow for over $9,300 off MSRP. The luck of the Irish is in the brand new Frontier with our dealer discount of over $6,000 below sticker. Feel the joy of the big win with 0% interest financing or $5,700 off a brand new 2026 Rogue.
Must finance through AMAC OAC. 0% interest financing is for 60 months. Pathfinder offer is for VIN ending 2706. Rogue offer is for VIN ending 5549. Frontier offer is for VIN ending 3692. Offers end March 31st.
Keep yourself in the green with tires and oil for life on every new vehicle. It's always your lucky day with the people you can trust, Nissan Carson City.
Looking for the stories that matter right here in Northern Nevada? Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans for the Noon News. Each weekday, Greg and Jerry bring you the latest local news, community events, and political conversations happening across the region, along with the voices and perspectives behind the headlines. If it's happening in Northern Nevada, you'll hear about it on the Noon News, weekdays at noon on 92.3 in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. The Noon News, Northern Nevada's midday conversation.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Another pleasant afternoon, going to be shy of record territory. That would be 80 for today. But for Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 70s, we're definitely going to be in that neighborhood. Overnight lows in the 40s. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Each and every Sunday at 10, it's Nevada Backcountry at 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
Well, a comment Netflix on is raising its
I'm sorry about that, Greg.
Is raising its subscription prices for the second time in just over a year. The new prices were unveiled on Netflix's website Thursday. The cheapest plan, standard with some advertising, will now cost $9 a month, an increase of $1. A standard ad-free plan is going up $2 to $20 a month. Meantime, the highest tier premium plan will now run subscribers $27, which a lot of people say just too much money. Well, word is from a number of courses that Meta and Google are planning to appeal after a jury in Los Angeles found them negligent in a landmark social media trial.
Jurors awarding $6 million, including punitive damages, to a now 20-year-old woman who says she became depressed after using Instagram since the age of 9. Her attorney telling us it's the hardest case he's ever tried.
NBC's Laura Jarrett there. The parent companies of Instagram and YouTube were accused of using design features like infinite scroll and autoplay to hook young users. Snapchat and TikTok were initially named in the suit, but settled before it went to trial. Earlier this week, a civil jury in New Mexico ordered Meta to pay $375 million in damages, finding that it failed to safeguard its apps from online predators who do indeed target children. Other news that we are following this hour. Well, President Trump speaking about high gas prices.
I thought it would be much worse. I thought that the energy prices, oil price would go up higher. I thought the stock market would go somewhat lower.
Gas prices are holding steady at just shy of $4 a gallon nationwide after that steady string of jumps since the outbreak of the war in Iran. AAA puts today's national average price for a gallon of regular at $3.98. That is the same as yesterday. That halts a string of steady jumps since the outbreak of the war. FM News Talk Time, 12:57. I'm Greg Neft.
And Greg, a question I posed yesterday or was suggesting that criminals who are released by judges or public officials and then commit another crime, shouldn't that judge or that public official be prosecuted or serve the same sentence that the criminal may receive? Well, a comment, got a lot of comments on that, and one of them in particular, Tom from Dayton, says you're 100% correct. They should, and you could start with Biden and Mayorkas and the Nevada politicians that gave driver's licenses. If a here's an example. If a bartender can be held responsible for over-serving someone who causes a fatal crash, why are the judges completely immune when they release repeat violent offenders who go on to hurt someone? Well, judicial immunity is why. They're protected from civil lawsuits, criminal liability. Now, it doesn't say anything about public officials, but what would that be? The prison board or the governor or sanctuary city policies? Too many people are being killed by illegals. The story I read yesterday about the person in Vegas that killed a woman and her stabbed her 4-year-old son to death, and the judge down in Las Vegas just let that person out. That person goes on and commits another crime and hurts, injures, kills someone. Well, what will happen to the judge that made that horrible decision? Absolutely nothing. Judicial immunity, that's something that lawmakers should take up. Lawmakers are mostly responsible for the fact that we have so many criminals. Again, I've got to learn to refer to them not as illegal aliens, but as criminals, because they are, because they broke the law, and the worst of the worst are being released on the streets. And one of them killed 4 people here in our area way before the Biden open border policy, 2 in Gardnerville and 2 in Reno. So,
hey, Jerry, just want to give you a heads up here. We got some breaking news right now. Tiger Woods apparently was involved in a rollover car crash this afternoon on his home near Jupiter Island, Florida. Not sure about how bad this is. This is just breaking, but live TV pictures from the scene, it's not good.
Again, just two. Well, of the first week, we'll do better next week, we promise. Just come back to find out. Between 12 and 1, Monday through Friday, the new news on KKFT.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.